Let's see, we're working out together. Parshas Vayishlach, Beis Tfilo Toshin Ein Hei, Ein Vov. It's our second halachic topical shir. We learned about how Yaakov wanted to be protected from his brother Esau. Hatzireni no miadachi, he's afraid of being influenced. A few months ago, I was in Los Angeles. I was invited for a Shabbos, so I went to a store to buy a bottle of wine. It was a non-Jewish store with a kosher department. So I asked the guy working there, says, "Where's the guy? Want to buy kosher wine?" So there's a goy who overheard my conversation, an intelligent guy, and he came over to me and said, "Can I ask you a question?" I said, "Yes, try." "I understand why you have kosher meat, because it's slaughtered in a different way, the way it's killed. But why do you need kosher wine? It's the same ingredients, as our wine. Why do you need kosher wine?" Now, I could have told him, "Because Chazal don't want us to get friendly with you." I didn't think in liberal LA it's going to go well. I told him a very good question. He asked good. It really was a good question. I said, "It's an amazing question. That's the way it is. We need kosher wine. The question is a very good question." I couldn't say anything else. Later on, I could have told him libations. They didn't cross. I just knew the Chazal were keeping us away from Bnei Seim. I didn't feel that he would understand that. I have a sefer at home about Bishul Akum, written by Rabbi Goldschmidt from Johannesburg. His brother is the chief rabbi of Moscow. In the Akdoma to the sefer, the chief rabbi of Moscow writes to his brother, "I'm sure it's not a coincidence. We just got a letter from the Russian Interior Minister that we translated, I think, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch into Russian. And they read it. And they read the halachas of Bishul Akum. And they're writing a letter to us that this is racism. It's creating hatred. That you Jews, we see the Russian translation trying to keep us separate. And they write it's against the Russian constitution. It's racism." Do you know what? They're right. Chazal do make certain gzeiras, but we shouldn't get too friendly with the goy, because otherwise will intermarry with them. What I'd like to discuss together today is the laws of drinking beverages, having a drink, a kosher drink, in a pub, in a restaurant, a goyisha pub, a goyisha restaurant, on the plane. And what about coffee? What about l'chaim? What about business meetings? What about parties? Right, b'siyata d'shmaya, to learn this together. Avodah zarah lamed aleph amud beis, says the Gemara. Mipnei ma osru sheichar shel ovdei kochavim. Why did Chazal aser sheichar? How do you translate sheikhar? What? Not wine. It's not a wine.
Beer.
Type of beer. Not wine. Why did Chazal aser sheikhar shel ovdei kochavim? Beverages of a goy. Why the osur? Answer the Gemara, mishum chasnus, because of marriage. Says Rashi, because once you become accustomed to drinking by the goy, yiten eino v'bitoy, your eyes will see his daughter, and then you come to intermarry. Says the Gemara, Papa, mafkin neila bover da chanusa v'shasi. When a papa would buy sheikhar, he wouldn't drink it in the pub, he'd go to the entrance of the pub and drink it over there. Rav Achoy, he maisele lebeisei v'shasi. He'd buy the drink, take it home, and only drink it in his home. He wouldn't even drink it at the entrance to the pub. And that's the halacha. The halacha is in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Yud Dalet. You're there. Kuf Yud Dalet. Halacha Aleph. That's the halacha. Paskin by everyone, by the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch. It's the halacha psuka. Not allowed to drink sheichor. The beis hagoy. Okay, how do we paskin? Does it have to be by the entrance? Are you allowed to drink at the entrance of the pub? So, the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch paskin, you have to take it home. Home, by the way, is lav dafka. Says the Kaf HaChaim, lav dafka, you have to take it home. The idea is you're not in the goy's domain. If you want to go to the shuk and drink over there, you can drink over there. You can't drink in the vicinity of the pub. There's still shayach chasnus. Halacha l'maisa, the pri chodesh is meiko to drink by the pesach of the chanus. The kaf hachaim is machmir. Okay, this could be very big nafkemina. People, you want to have a meeting? Meet you in a pub? Very geschmack, nice chair, nice, I don't even call it nice music, but you're an Englishman, you know what I mean. Nice garden, geschmack, sit, have a good cup of beer. What could be better? This is osur because of chasnus. Okay, now we're going to discuss what type of beverages are included in the issa. What's entailed?
So a chasnul has a bartender.
No, that's a Jewish chasna. We're discussing only of goyim, a mokim of a goy. We're not discussing a Jewish wedding.
And the bartender is that Jewish?
No, he's just a shliach. I wouldn't think. Not. He's just serving the Baal HaSimcha. The Baal HaSimcha is running. That's his affair. He's just like a waiter. He doesn't sell you the beer. Okay, let's see. So, what beverages are included? Shittas HaShulchan Aruch in Kuf Yud Dalet, all beverages are included. Echot Sheichel Shel Tamarim Oy Shel Te'inim, whether it is a date beverage or a fig beverage, Oy Shel Se'irim or barley, which is mamish beer, Oy Shel Tvua, anything made of the grains, Oy Shel Dvash of honey, it's all awesome. That's Shittas HaShulchan Aruch. All beverages are awesome. The Rama brings Yesh Matirim Shel Dvash. That those who are matir to drink this honey beverage. Why? Because they hold only Sheikhar is awesome. Honey is mutter. Whatever this honey drink is, which I don't know what it is, but only sheikhar, beer type of beverages, only they are awesome. But honey drink is permitted. And the third shita holds, even tvua is permitted. Even things that come from grain are also permitted. Right? Why? How could that be?
That would be beer.
Even beer is mutter, because they hold that Chazal only had a sheikh tamarim. That's all they had. Only sheikh tamarim is asr, but everywhere else is mutter.
What
sheikh tamarim made out of dates? Okay. So let's just summarize. Okay, we have three shittas. The Shulchan Aruch asks everything. The Ramah brings a shitta that's based on the Mordechai, that's matir everything with exception of Sheikh HaTmarim. And therefore you could even have
everything is all beers.
All beers, anything. Only Sheikh HaTmarim. The whole is only for Sheikh HaTmarim, Bilvat. So anything else you could have. And the middle shitta is only Dvash we make all. Sheikh HaTmarim we're asring, but Dvash we are muttering. Fine. We need to know, what about non-alcoholic beverages? Is there such a thing as a beverage need be non-alcoholic? Is that stira? Okay. But that is a Shulchan Aruch, who asked everything. What would happen if we have a shtir chashuva that's non-alcoholic? Would that be awesome?
The honey has alcohol.
I don't know what this honey is. I don't know what it is. I can't. What? Don't know. I don't know what it is. Sorry? It's a type of drink. It's not. So whatever it is, I loida. I have two rayas that even non-alcoholic drinks will also be awesome. Obviously, it has to be choshu. Because the Pri Chadosh, when he passes not at the Shulchan Aruch, he says only Sheikhar is asr. The Dvash is mutar. He says Ulfize mutar is coffee bebeisa akum. Because he goes against the Shulchan Aruch, he says now you'd have to drink coffee bebeisa akum. The Madati Midvarov, I learned from what he said, the Bedata Shulchan Aruch, even coffee is asr. Because coffee is also choshu, not alcoholic. But coffee is important, of course, tea as well. In England. Because it's a shtir chashuva, you sit over a cup of coffee. So therefore, even that's awesome. And the Yaivetz says the same thing. In Shut She'ilas Yaivetz, Cherek Beis, Simen Kufman Beis, also says, Bedas HaShulchan Aruch, also says, that's also to be drinking coffee in a Goyshe coffee house at the same Zer of Chasnos. So if I want to be really wild to get you guys really upset, I would say, what do we have equivalent to coffee? If coffee is Osir, what about Coca-Cola? Is that a Mashke Choshuv? Do people sit over a cup of Coke? A Coke with some ice and a slice of lemon. If coffee is usr, would it be fair to ask a Coke as well? Or not? Don't know. I have no idea. And coffee is also water. Make shahako. There's another sugi we're not going to get into. Why is it not a problem of bishul akum when the goy makes coffee for you? So we could build a case that not only you can't not have to drink beer in a pub, but even coffee and perhaps even a Coke, because these are mashkim chashuvim. But that's a Shulchan Aruch. And what about when you're on the plane? You're on the plane, it's a Goyser plane, American Airlines. You have a 12-hour flight, and they come along, and they get, you can choose beer, coffee, Coke. But you're on a Goyser plane. Is it Mutter? Is it Asa? Ah. So let's see. Let's see. Maybe we can find some Ethereum. Heter number one is quoted by the Rosh. And the Rosh says, the whole Issa is when you kaveya atzmo ilishtois. Let's meet. Let's go to the coffee house. Let's go to the pub. Let's meet there. I'll see you there. Invite your friends. And you kaveya to drink the beisa akum. But if you're going there arai, ba'akrai, two things. If it's arai and akrai, if it's temporary, then it's mutter. Says the Rosh, and listen to this. V'chein noyagim kol gdoilei ha'eretz ho'i. And this heta of drinking arai is the way that all the great people of the eretz, the land of the island, that's what they would do. Have you ever heard of the land of the island? Says the Pipuri Harifta Shamati that this is the big island called England. So the source, this heta comes from the heta the Gdoilei Eretzai, the great prominent members of the island, the land of the island, which is the British Isles. So that's what they were noyheg. They would go drink in the pubs, and you know, in England, wherever you go, there's a pub. Kol Mokoyim. There's a church and a pub, right? Wherever you go, the smallest village has a pub. So in Eretz Ha'i, in the land of the land of the island, they would drink Derech Arai. And it's Paschal in Shulchan Aruch. So if it's Arai, it's Mutter. If it's Arai or Bakrai, it's a double condition. So what does that mean, Arai? It means if you're
temporary.
One kaveya to drink. What it means like this: if you're on the way and you're thirsty, you didn't make a meeting. Let's meet in the pub. You're on the way. You happen to be there. You're thirsty. You go and buy a drink. It's beseder. But right, and even that has to be bakrai. There's two conditions: arai and akrai. What does that mean? It has to be you're drinking derech arai. And bakrai means you're not accustomed to do this. If it's your derech, you do this all the time, it's called akrai. So therefore,
what's akrai?
Randomly. Therefore, if you go to the, you're passing by, you're thirsty, you buy a geshmaka drink, and you're just drinking it down, you'd have to drink it the beis akum. But if you're sitting on the chair, legs are up on the table, schmoozing, half an hour, that is not arai. There, it's still asr. So you drink it as arai. Therefore, I want to say the same thing by the plane. When you don't go on the plane to drink, you don't spend $1,000 ticket to get a thing of beer, did you? You're there, but anyway, you're thirsty. They give you drinks. It's not called kaveya. It's called arai. It's true you're in a chair for a long time. You're there for hours. So that's a very big heta. I have a suffix. What happens to traveler drivers? And they go. You have to stop after a few hours. You have to go stop at a petrol station, and you have to rest. Right there, you always find a little restaurant. So over there, is that called arai? You're sitting there for half an hour. sipping, I mean, the driver shouldn't be drinking beer. But he's sipping Coke, coffee, or his the people he's driving, they're drinking beer. Is that called Arai, or is that called Arai? They're there for half an hour. But the Ma'aseh, they have to be there. They don't have to be at the table. What would you say? That's called Arai? You're in the Beis Akum. Would the Zer apply? Don't know. Another heta is hotels. You're traveling for business. You're in a hotel. Now, you don't have. You need to eat. It's a goyish hotel. So you want to have kosher. There's a beer. They serve beer. Are you allowed to eat beer? You have to eat it. It's kosher. But you're in a Beis Akum. Says the Shulchan Aruch, another hetzah. Mishalan be Beis Agoy. If you're sleeping by the Beis Agoy, choshuv ke Beisai. It's like your house. Therefore, you can bring beer else from outside to you. If you can buy beer from a different goy and bring it to the hotel, because it's called Beis Hayudi, because since you're there, you're living there, you're sleeping there, it's called your house. So now what about, so according to this, what about you're in the airport and you're in the lounge, you travel a lot, you have points to sit in the lounge. I've never been to a lounge. I'm sure you have nice, they offer you nice beers, I imagine. Am I right? No one's been to the lounge. Come on, guys. No. So do you have this heter? Do you have the heter? Is it called Beisai? Because you have rights to be in the lounge? Is that a heter to drink beer now? Goyish beer? Is it at the hotel?
Just a store, like any other. It's a pub. It happens to be an airport, but it's a pub.
Oh, very good. Not land. Not sleeping over. Not sleeping over.
A special place in the airport.
You say that? It's not you. The whole head is only.
Why should it be different pub?
Because you have right to be there. You're lounging around in the lounge.
Why don't you have right to be at a pub?
No, they can't pop. They can throw. Yeah, you can only be there for a limited time. Here, the lounge, you have rights. It's chus to be in the lounge. It's not like you're not sleeping over in the lounge.
Why would a lounge be any different than a pub?
Because you have rights. In pub, you're just there for the drink.
You can fire points, like you remember the pub.
Here in the lounge, you can shower, you can lounge around. Okay. There's no lina there, so it's not like a hotel. Now what about on the plane where you sleep? Is that a heter to drink beer? Because you're kind of sleepy on the plane. Is it like the hotel? Is it like lan? Well, it's just called shnas arai. Well, there's a problem. Because says the Shulchan Aruch, the head of a hotel only applies if the food's coming from outside. If the beer's coming from a goy outside, so you can call this a Beis Yisrael. If the balabais is supplying with the beer, it's not a heter. You can't say it's a Beis Yisrael because it's his home. You see? If the balabais is a goy, is giving you the beer, you can't say it's a Jewish place now. Because that you could say regarding from someone external, you could say that the hotel is now mine. It's my home. I'm sleeping over. But for the Barabbas to give it to you, it's his place. Says Tosfos, what's the hatter? Eva. If you be offended, you could drink. So when you're in a hotel, you paid for your room, and you get free meals. Obviously, it's not kosher. You want to have beer. Are you allowed to drink it? I would say no. Because klapi, since the hotel is supplying you with the food, with the drink, you can't say it's beis Yisrael because it belongs to them. You're going to have to come into Eva. The hotel won't get offended if you don't drink their drinks. You can't say Eva. Eva is something personal. Let's have a drink together. She gets offended, you say no. But the hotel? Achpatlem. You drink water, but they don't mind. Same thing on the hotel for the plane. The plane, they're supplying you with the beverages. So you can't say, well, it's my seat. Because it belongs to them. So you have to come into Eva. They won't be offended if you tell the stewardess, can you give me, I have some cold water. She won't think twice. It's no Eva. It's nothing personal. Therefore, it's not going to apply. Okay, now here's a big one. Here is a big one. The Rambam, copied by the Torah, copied by the Pri Chodosh, copied by the Aruch HaShulchan, comes with a new Issa that doesn't even appear in the Gemara. At Khan, we've been discussing drinking in the Goy's domain. Drinking his beer as a Gzeir of Chasnas. Says the Rambam, Ima Cholois Asurois, Per Gezayin, Halochates, you're not allowed to drink in a geisha party. Even if you're going to bring yayin mevushal, your wine will be cooked wine. There's no problem of yayin nesach. And even if you're going to be drinking from your own private kelim, because it is so because of chasnas. Till now we've been discussing drinking his beer. Now it says, you can't even drink your own beer in his domain. The Mesiba Shel Goy. What's the reason? Says Aruch HaShulchan. It's all to do with chasnas. How's it going to happen that you're going to marry his daughter? It starts with a party. A meal together creates food and drink. Create tremendous friendship. The Gemara says in Chulin, Hasata, you want to get someone, you want to persuade someone, food and drink. I've been told that all major business deals are all finalized in the coffee house. Is that correct? I've been told that all business deals are all finalized on food. So I've been told. Is that true? They're sealed. The big deals are sealed in a restaurant. Why? Food. Food and drink. They smooth down the atmosphere. And your client is likely to say yes. He feels good. He has food and drink. Mesiva Shel Goy is tremendously dangerous. Because that will lead to chasnas. Chazal will... needed to prevent us from being involved in a geisha party. How? Number one, they cut the food. How did they cut the food? They made the gzeiras bishul nochrim. Whoever the goy cooks, you can't eat. So you're not going to eat by him. Still, it's not enough. Because wine makes anything straight. You drink wine, the whole world looks flat to you. So you may still be involved, you won't be eating by the goy. Maybe you'll be drinking wine. Chazal says, Yayin Netzach Osir. That's the answer to the Goy in Los Angeles. Chazal don't want me to be drinking with you. I might take your daughter. So they're ushering. They ask for the food. No food. No wine. But there was no Sheikhor. In the time of the Mishnah, those people didn't drink. Sheikhor. But in Gomorrah's in Babel, they're drinking Sheikhor. So that, they put that for a new Xera in. But they made it a light Xera. Only can't drink in his house. But you could bring your own Sheikhor. You could drink your own Sheikhor in his house. But if it's in a party, to sit together, mamash with the goy, that's good Xera's Chazal. And therefore, the Rambam says, if you're drinking in a party with a goy, it's also unless the majority of the members are Jewish. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, in. Where is it? In Igros Moshe Yehudei Chalik Beit Simen Kuf Yudayim. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein discussing a yeshiva. They want to raise money. They want to make a Pali meeting by a goy. As a prominent goy, maybe it's the governor. I'm just guessing. Maybe it's the mayor of the city. Maybe he's the top doctor of the hospital. You want to make a party meeting in his house, get money for the doctor. It's going to be catering badats. The catering will be badats. The food will be badats. It's all going to be kosher. Says the Moshe, it's also is to Gomor, because this is a mesibah shel goy, the Beit HaGoy. Even according to the Matirim, who say only Sheikhar of Tvarim is Asr, even according to the Ramah, who's Mekel, that's only needs things which lead to Masiba. But the Masiba itself is Asr. You cannot, he says, Asr to have a party by the Goy in his house. It's a big one. And that's rave of the people are Jewish. So what does that mean? I must speak in a Maitreya. I don't know what to myself. You have a big meeting. You have a big deal to seal, and you're trying. And the guy says, "Okay, well, I'll see you. We'll meet at the restaurant. We're going to sign $100 million deal. We signed. Come. We'll have a meal together. We'll have a good drink. I'll order kosher for you. Okay, I'll order kosher. Bring your. I'm going to order special food for you." The Masiba shel Goyim, it's Asr. If you're eating by yourself in a Goyish restaurant, no. But to eat with him together, it's a Baya. Unless there's Eva, unless you'll be offended, it could be a Heter, Eva. Our last point. What came out? Let's summarize what we learned today. Shidas HaShulchan Aruch is very machmir. All beverages. Even non-alcoholic ones. Tea and coffee. Maybe even Coke. Shidas HaShulchan Aruch. Ashkenazim have the Ramah. Ramah says that we make on everything. Even beer. What's Lamaisa? Lamaisa is we machmir. Says a Pri Chodosh, Chochmas Odom, we machman beer. You should not be drinking beer in a pub. Coffee will make all. Coke make all. Non-alcoholic make all. But so for Sfadim is more homo. So the plane. What about the plane? Could you have the Chatchila? Could you have beer on the plane? It's called Arai. It's called Arai. Probably it could be Mako. What is Starbucks?
Even to drink by themselves.
Because the Mako even gets the Shulchan Aruch. The pre-Chodesh is Mako. Says you can have coffee. He's arguing on Shulchan Aruch, and he says you can have coffee. But that's the Shulchan Aruch itself, strictly speaking, Pashas is us. So I want to finish up with the Chochmas Adam. Says the Chochmas Adam, Arti's Mako, you're drinking for thirst, you're at a hotel, you're other Paris, coffee and chocolate. He's making all these things. But he finishes off and says, Baba Yisainu Harabim, Bizman Hazeh Kamal Kid Kulim Baum Yisainu. That people drink coffee, even at Mutter, in these places, The chas v'shalom boim uridei znus kayadua. It's well known that this creates znus. They're having sazam and they're sitting there in the coffee house and schmoozing, getting friendly. Whoever has a reach toira should keep away. You shouldn't be drinking in those places, because the maisa causes friendship and it causes nus. That's therefore to sit down and lounge in wherever you are, in a pub, in a goyish restaurant, even in the airport, to lounge around in the place is loikaroi. So you thirsty, you buy a drink, go and drink elsewhere, or just drink it down. But to drink in a even kavua is not proper. Even if you're drinking water, it's nice saying within the atmosphere, it's not good. The business, you have to make a business deal, we make all. But that's what Chochmas Adam says, that bad things happen over there. Today we learn the sugya of Gzeira Sheikhar. The idea is that Chazal don't want us to get over friendly with the goyim, because it will end up to chasnus, which happens. We see it, we see it happening, because say that Jewish people are marrying out. How does it happen? Because they meet. Where we likely to fall when there's friendship, there's drinks, that's when we're likely to fall. Chazal made certain midorim, Zera Sheikhar, they made a gather. We saw different levels of opinions. Lemay said Roy to be mach, not to drink. We should be meicha, at least on ourselves. We should not be drinking alcoholic beverages inside the pub, or inside the goyish restaurant. We could be meiko and coffee. And even the Chochma Sodom says it's not a good idea. Whoever's Reach Torah should keep away from all those places. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos. Thank you for coming.